Daf Kuf Lamed. So we begin the new parak of Rabbi Elazar de Mila. So Mishnah begins as follows: that Rabbi Elazar Omer in Lo Hevi Kli Erev Shabbos. A person did not bring the Kli, the Ismael, the knife to cut the Mila from before Shabbos. Meviu b'Shabbos. He's allowed to bring it on Shabbos itself. He should bring it on Shabbos itself. Megula, it should be exposed so people see he's carrying what he's carrying. And ubisakana, the Shas Sakana, when they had declared that one may not do a Mila on Shabbos, the Goyim said you're not allowed to do a Mila on Shabbos. Mechase, you'd have to cover al pi Edim. We see why the need for Edim. So that's what he said. You're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. The Od Amar Rabbi Elazar, he said further, Korsim Eitzim Lasos Pchamim Lasos Barzel. You're able to cut wood in order to make coals and help make barzel to help actually make the knife itself. So let alone carrying, you can even make the knife, if need be, on Shabbos as well. That's the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. And Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva argues and he says, no. Kol Melacha She'efshar La'asosa Me'er Shabbos. Eino doch as a Shabbos. Any melacha that one's allowed to do that could have and should have done before Shabbos, and even though he didn't, he may not do on Shabbos. She'efshar la'asosa me'er Shabbos, that which cannot be done on Erev Shabbos, doch as a Shabbos. So Bris Mila cannot have been done on Erev Shabbos because it was only day 7, it's only on day 8. Can you do the Bris Mila? So Bris Mila, which must be done on Shabbos, so that's Docha Shabbos. A Hechsher Mitzvah, which could have been done before Shabbos, cannot be Docha Shabbos according to Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion throughout Shas that even a Hechsher Mitzvah could be Docha Shabbos. Take a look at this Tosas on the top here, where Rabbi Eliezer says if you didn't do the Mila, if you didn't bring the Ismael before Shabbos, you could bring the Ismael on Shabbos itself. So he asks Tosas, Vim Tomar, V'yaviu Hatinok Etel Kli. Why don't you bring the child to the Kli? What's better about bringing the child to the Kli? The Hashtag Lek Isser Shabbos Klal, the Hachai Nos Etz Atzmo. We've already learned before that a person who's alive, a child that's alive, is Chai Nos Etz Atzmo, and therefore better to avoid the Isser at all and try to schlep the child. The Yishlomer Dekatan Tzarch Limahu, the Achar Mila Hayatzarch Lachzir Limahu, V'az Hi Kapos Lefishu Cholam. What happens is after the child gets the Mila, now the child is sick, it's went through surgery, it needs to recover. That child is considered kapos, considered tied down, and even a person who's alive, a child that's alive, when it's tied down, it's considered like it's a dead weight, like a mace, legabe hotza, and therefore it would end up being hotza in the end, either way, and on the flip side, when returning back the child. That's the first answer of Tosos. Then Tosos goes on to say, just jump down four narrow lines down in Tosos, three narrow lines down, the Ode Shlomar, Kevin de Yoser Bekal Yavia Kli Mishavi Hatinok Shari Rabbi Elazar Kedei Lamaher Mitzvah. He says, you're right, it would have been better to bring the child, but since it's easier and quicker to bring the knife, you just go straight, there's barely any weight of the knife, the child you have to schlep a little bit, and therefore it's going to be a little slower. So for the Chavivas HaMitzvah, are you able to actually carry the knife as opposed to carrying the child? Other Yishom say, no, it's not Shaila, because we know there's a discussion when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, it's Docha Shabbos, is that Hutra or is that Dechuya? Hutra means Pikuach Nefesh is entirely mutter, there's no questions. You can do whatever you need to do on Shabbos. Dechuya means that it's Docha Shabbos, we still have to hold back a little bit and not just violate everything. It's the same question when it comes to Bris Mila, is Bris Mila Hutra or Dechuya B'Shabbos? Is it Hutra, there's no Shilas at all? Or is Dechuya, we allow it, but you have to still be careful. So some Rishonim hold that Mila on Shabbos is Mamish Hutra, and you don't have to think twice what you're doing, the Kli, the child, just do whatever you need to do without thinking twice, and it's because of Hutra, not because it's easier, not because of the child becomes Kapos, but simply because the din is, it's Hutra B'Shabbos. There is an interesting machlokas. We know when it comes to Mila, there are really two steps. There's the Maisa Mila, and there's a Priya. After you do the Mila, you pull back the skin, it's called Priya. So normally you could have two different molim do each stage. You could have the one mol do the Priya, the Mila, and the other mol do the Priya, which also involves some Malacha, because you're still drawing some blood when you're doing the Priya. So Shulchan Aruch says that you should not have two molim do a Mila on Shabbos, because once one person's doing the Mila, why do you have to have a second person do the Mila? I mean, only have one person violate Malacha, not two people violate Malacha. Rama says there's no problem. He thinks you could have two molim do it, one do the Mila, one doing the Priya on Shabbos. Why is that allowed? Shouldn't you be concerned of two Molim doing a Malacha? Just have one Mila have to do, one Mol do Malacha. And the Gra says, because the Ramah holds that Mila B'Shabbos is Hutra. So we don't care, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once Mila and Shabbos is Hutra, we don't have to start making calculations of how many people, which various Malachas, and therefore the Ramah held that you can, in fact, have two people do the Mila. Gemara now says, Ibar Yilahu. Let's understand the question, the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer. Taima, the Rabbi Eliezer, Mishim Chavuvei Mitzvah, Odima Mishim Chashta. What's the reason why Rabbi Eliezer says that before Shas HaSakana, You're supposed to carry it megula. So everyone sees I'm holding a knife. I'm not doing anything wrong. Here it is. So should you hold the knife outside because of chaviv the mitzvah, to show the love of the mitzvah, or in order to avoid anyone from being choshed you from carrying something that you shouldn't be carrying on Shabbos? Is it because chashad, or to show the love of the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, l'may nafkamin, who cares? So Gemara says, lasui mechusa al pi edim. It's when it comes to the din of when you have to cover up the Ismail on Shabbos api edim, would that be allowed? What do you mean? So the Gemara says, e amis, if you say before Shasta Sakana, e amis mishim chavuve mitzvah, to show the love of the mitzvah, was only chivuve mitzvah if it's megula in, if it's mechusalo. If you're not carrying around outside where people could see, that's not chivuve mitzvah. So even to cover it api edim, forget Shasta Sakana, that would not accomplish chivuve mitzvah. So that wouldn't work. If the whole concern is chashta, that they see you hiding something under your shirt, they're like, what's the guy carrying? So this way you avoid any concerns. So you can either show a megula, look, I'm holding an ismal, it's for a bris milah, so everyone's going to understand why. So then, afilu mechusa shaber dami. So even if you cover it up, as long as that there are edim there that are able to testify that you carried ismal and nothing else, that would also be another avenue to avoid chashad. So again, if it's about chivuvi mitzvah, covering it up wouldn't work. If it's about chashda, so you have two options. Either you could expose it and show what you're carrying, or you could have edim see what you're hiding, and that would also avoid chashad. So what's the real reason for Rabbi Eliezer? So Mai, what's the bottom line? So Itmar, Amr Rabbi Levi, lo Amr Rabbi Elazar, ela l'chavuvei mitzvah. His whole reason was to show the love of a mitzvah. So for when it's a normal time, when there's no shasta sakana, if a person needs to carry the knife, it should only be megula. So Gemara says, Masis and Nam, Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa also says, Meviu Megula, Vein Meviu Mechusa, Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Brisa clearly says it should only be brought Megula and should not be brought Mechusa, so that knocks out the possibility of it being Chshad. It's all about Chivuva Mitzvah. So Amar Rav Ashi, Vashi says, Masnisa Nami Deka. The mission is also quite precise in trying to display that it's about Chivuva Mitzvah. Why? The Katani, the Mishnah says, Ubeshasa Sakana, Mechaseu Apia Edim. That Shasa Sakana, you should carry it, or rather cover it with Edom. B'sakana in, the dig is only B'shasa Sakana is there heter to carry it Mechusa. But Shaloba Shasa Sakana, when it's not Sakana, lo, one's not allowed to, Shema Amina, we could learn from here, Mishim Chavuva Mitzvah, Shema Amina. Tani Idach, yet another Brisa that says, Meviu Megula, Vein Meviu Mechusa, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, yet again, that you should only bring the Ismail if it's exposed, not when it's covered. That's Rabbi Eliezer's understanding. And Rabbi Huda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Noagin Hayu B'Shas HaSakana, the practice was during the time of danger, Shei Meviin Mechusa Al Pi Edim, only B'Shas HaSakana, but Shelo B'Shas HaSakana, you cannot bring in Mechusa. So these are all several Brises, which all point to the direction of the reason why you carry it Megula is because Chivuvei Mitzvah. So now the Gemara wants to know, in terms of deciding which Edim have to, if in B'Shas HaSakana, when you cover it, so the Mishnah said you have to have Shnei Edim that you are covering them Ismail and not something else. So Ibar Yilu asks the Gemara, Edim dekamar iu v'chad, do we say Edim is the person himself, the one carrying it, plus one other aid? O Dilma, do we need who? V'trei, he himself, the one carrying it, and two separate Edim aside from himself. So the Gemara says, Tashma ubisakana michaseu alpi edim. So you need to aid him to testify that you are hiding a Ismail and nothing else. So iyamis, if you say bishma hu utre shapir, that the one carrying it and you need two additional people to himself, that makes sense because he's not called an aid legabe himself, he's a apostle aid. Eli iyamis hu vichad my aidim. So you can't, if the guy himself is one of the aidim, he's not an aid, you can't be an aid for yourself. So the word aidim would be inaccurate to use the word aidim if he's being included, the guy himself carrying it. He's not an aid for himself. And the Gemara says, no, Sheru'uyim lahoid b'malkum acher. We don't need real Edom. We're not Edom that testifying in Bezdin, like anything happened like a murder or an Edom for a Kedushin. It's just two people who are trusted. So it's the Edom in general, people who would otherwise be good Edom. So in this case, just avoid Chashad is enough as long as the guy carrying it is a trusted person. And one other person, those are the two Edom that are needed, but not that they're real formal Edom, but they're right to be Edom elsewhere. And the Gemara doesn't really conclude. It sounds like the inclination is that you don't need to aid him, you just need someone other than himself who is trusted. The Gemara then says, four wide lines down, that vote Amar Rabbi Eliezer. One of the things Rabbi Eliezer argues with Rabbi Kiva is that you can do machshire mitzvah on Shabbos itself. You could prepare the wood to make the knife itself on Shabbos. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, b'makomo shel Rabbi Eliezer, in the city of Rabbi Eliezer where he lived, they would, even though we don't pasuk in this way, in his city, hayu korsin eitzim lasos pchamim lasos barzel b'shabbos, They would make wood, they'd chop wood, in order to make these coals, in order to fashion a barzel, to fashion a knife on the Shabbos. That's what they would do in this particular area.
But so, why, you know when the breed is, why not prepare before the Shabbos?
So very good. So they point this out, that the Or Sameach says, when it comes to Bris Milah, there is no requirement to actually plan ahead. The mitzvah comes only on Shabbos. I have no obligation to prepare beforehand. Erev Shabbos is no chiyuv mitzvah mila now, so no need for me to think in advance. The chiyuv mitzvah only kicks in b'shas mitzvah, so you don't have to have any foresight. That's the Or Sameach's understanding. This does go against, however, there's a Tosos Rid in Kedushin. The Gemara that talks about how women are pater from the Bris Mila, that it says that, not exactly the Lashon, but it says only men are chayiv in the mila, but not women, meaning the mother's not chayiv in the mila. But the Tosef Rit says there is a requirement of hishtadlus that women have to do, the mothers have to do, not in terms of performing the mitzvah, but in terms of ensuring that the milah actually gets done by someone else. That hishtadlus is chal on the woman. It seems from that Tosef Rit that there is a chiv of the mitzvah even before the mitzvah comes into play. So this seems to be a machlokas, but according to David's point, that's what Or Sameach said, because you don't have to have any foresight of what's to come, you only look at the now, and since on Erev Shabbos there's no milah, there is no obligation to avoid a potential chil Shabbos on Shabbos itself. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says, further, one more point I wanted to say. Okay, let's go right there. The Gemara now says, next, a similar case. B'mekomo shel Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in his city, hayu ochlin basar of b'chalof, they would eat chicken and milk. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is of the opinion, the Gemara in Chulin teaches us, that he allowed chicken and milk to be eaten together. We don't pass it that way, of course, but he did. So in his city, they able to pass it like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Levi, Ikla lebe Yosef, he once visited the house of Yosef, Rishba, he was like a hunter. Kivrulei resha de tavsa bechava, and he took a head of some type of bird and put it in milk. Loch achel, Levi did not eat such a chicken and milk food. Kiyas lekame de Rebbe, when he went in front of Rebbe, amarle amaylo tashmetinu. So why didn't you put him in cheirim for serving you chicken and milk? That's against how we paskin to have chicken and milk together. Amarle, so he explained to him, Asra de Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira hava. It was the city of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and therefore he paskin like his Rabbi. Vamina Dilma darsh like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Perhaps he darsh like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Tanan. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer nemar lo sochlu kol nevela, don't eat nevela. Venemar lo savash agli b'chalivimas, esha asa mishum nevela, aser levasha b'chalof. That which is aser midin nevela, you can't cook with milk. Of she aser mishum nevela, I would also think yachal ye aser levasha b'chalav. You can't have oaf is also subject to nevela. Having a chicken that wasn't shechta probably is nevela. So one would think also maybe chicken and milk would also be an iser deraisa. Tamalomer b'chalav imo yata oaf she ain lo chalav aim. Only an animal that has milk, a mammal that has milk, but a bird doesn't have any milk. So therefore, it's pater from bas b'chalav. And that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's drasha. So he thought maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and therefore he can't put him in chayrim because there's a das yachid out there who holds that this is permitted. So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak ir achas ha'isa be'Eretz Yisrael. There's one city in Eretz Yisrael. Shayu osin k'Rabbi Eliezer. They paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Vayu mason bismanim, and they would die in the proper time. They wouldn't die earlier. They were not punished for doing so. So that's and we see from the Ritva, the Rashba points out in the Tshuva. We see from here that a person wants to paskin like the Rav of a particular city, even though it's not the normative psak, one would be allowed to. So he says that if a person wants to paskin like the Rif from beginning to end, or like the Rambam from beginning to end, you're allowed to, as long as you stay consistent with who you paskin like. So here in the area, they paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, seemingly they paskin like Rabbi Eliezer from every psak of his. So this is what the Rashba says. So we see from here that they didn't die early. They were not punished for paskining like Rabbi Eliezer. Below, oh, not only that, one time, the government had made a decree that there's no milas allowed for Am Yisrael. And this particular city that passed like Rabbi Eliezer, even though we don't pass like him, was not the subject to such a decree. So we see that such a concept of passing like a particular yachid, as long as you're consistent with all the piskei halacha. The Gemara quotes a brayso now, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol mitzvah shekiblu alem b'simcha, any mitzvah that they accepted initially b'simcha, kigo mila. Mila is an example that they accepted b'simcha. It says in the pasuk, sas anochi alem asecha, kimotah shalal rav, the lashon of sas sason, that they are mekabel bris mila b'simcha. And that's because this is the Gemara talks about, this is a reference to David HaMelech and the bits of simcha. If you look at Rashi here, I think, Rashi doesn't explain how this works out. Yeah, exactly. This is the story of David HaMelech. Look at Rashi quickly. Rashi says, "Sasanochi al Mesecha, Amira Yechida Shekadmi L'Shar Miros." It was the Amira, the first mitzvah that preceded all other mitzvahs, all other Amiros. V'himila Sheyisrael Osen V'Shav Sasim Aleh. That's what means Sasanochi al Imrasecha on the Amira of Bris Mila. D'chol Shar Mitzvahs Einam Ochicha Mekol Shah. Not every mitzvah is apparent every time. When I'm wearing tittus, it's apparent. When I'm wearing tefillin, it's apparent. When I'm not wearing it, it's not apparent. The guy's naked, he's not wearing clothing, he's in the field, you don't have all these mitzvahs. About zu, the milah is made alem li'olam, it's eternally, or at least for the person's lifetime, he's able to always see the milah. And this is the ma'aseh of David HaMelech, and the Gemara Menachos said he saw he was empty of all mitzvahs in the Beis HaMerechatz, and he remembered the milah, and that reminded him that there's a he always has a mitzvah, he's always performing at least one mitzvah. Now this that Gemara, by the way, is an interesting chakira, whether the mitzvah of brismila is the maisa mila, or the inner being mahul, that one is, has a brismila. So they learn from this Gemara here, the Menachos, the fact that David HaMelech saw the mila, that he was mahul, clearly indicated, and that appeased him, indicated that the mitzvah of mila is about being mahul, that one has a mila, not necessarily the maisa mila. Either way, we see that this pasuk of Sasa Nochi, al Mesach, is a reference to the simcha in Kabbalah, the Kabbalah of mitzvahs of mila. It's a So the Gemara says, finish.
It's also because once a person becomes older, he is here within himself, so it's transferred from the father to the person. If somebody's father doesn't do mila, he becomes...
No, but you could still say that the mitzvah is the ma'aseh mila. That's in terms of who the obligation is on. So the Gemara again says, kol mitzvah shekibla lehem b'simcha, again, any mitzvah they accepted b'simcha kegom mila. So he says, adayin osin osa b'simcha. We still perform b'simcha. That which was initially accepted with fighting, with argument, could go to Arayos. They're very upset when Moshe Benu had instituted Arayos based on the Psukim. That Moshe heard that they were all crying, all the families were crying. Why were they crying at Kabbalah Satorah? That they couldn't marry different people who they otherwise would have married. Adayin osin osa b'ktata, still now every marriage has some arguments. Deleka ksuba de la ramu b'tigra. There's no ksuba, no marriage in the world that doesn't have some level of fighting and arguing. So no matter, the question is how it was initially accepted will be indicative of how it will be received later on in life. So where do you see that bris mila was mekabel b'simcha, or rather it's done b'simcha? The Tosa says here, look at Tosa, sasanochi b'medjish, Lamatzech al Shminis ksiv anidrish al mila. It's Lamatzech al Shminis referring to the eighth day of bris mila. He made a big feast on the day of Higamel Yitzchak. Some say Higamel is referring to the day he weaned, that Yitzchak was weaned from nursing. B'yom ha-gimel mal, ha-gimel is at Yitzchak. So some make a drasha, no, it was the day of the bris mila. Again, higamel is, if you separate the hey gimel, that's a gematria 8. Higamal, the mem lam is mal, the 8th day he did a mila, so it was a mishnah on the day of bris mila. So there's a certain suda which indicates a certain level of simcha. There is an interesting machlokas whether or not one, in general, whether the simcha by bris mila, the many afkaminas. There's one say a shechayanu at a bris mila. Sfardim and the Rambam say there's a shechayanu because they seemingly understand there's simcha. The Ashkenazim say there's no simcha at bris mila. Why not? Because the Gemara in Ketubah says there's tsar d'yanuka, the pain of the child, that counters the sasanochi. So there's really no simcha. We don't say a shechayanu. I just saw the other day that what happens if a bris mila takes place on Tishbav? When during the day should a person do the mila? So there's a machlokas in the Mordechai brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. There's two days, whether you do it in the morning or you do it in the afternoon. Why are you doing it in the morning? Because there's reason makdim le mitzvos. Why would you not do it in the morning? Because they say, because b'shas kinos, b'shas avelos, how can you do bris mila, which is simcha, it's a steer to each other. So perhaps you could say, the one who allows you to do it in the morning holds that bris mila isn't really simcha. It's not really a steer to the day of avelos. So do it whenever you want. Do it first thing in the morning, there's no real simcha. But the one who holds, you have to defer to later on after the kinos, because they hold this, based on the Gemara here, sasa nochi al mesecha, that there is simcha, there is sasam, and it would be contradictory to do it b'shas kinos in the morning of avelos of Tishbav. Okay, let's go weiter now. Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he said that kol mitzvah shemasu yisrael atzman aleim lemisa. Whenever Kaisel were moser nefesh to perform a certain mitzvah, bishas gzeiras hamalchus, when they decreed not to, could go to avodas kochavim umila. So those types of mitzvahs where they were moser nefesh, adain hi muchzekes biyadim, they still are holding on tightly to such mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs that they were not moser nefesh during b'shas gzeiras hamalchus, kigon tefillin, adayin hi merufa biyadam, still were very weak in the performance of such mitzvahs. So Gemara says, how do we see this? Damar Rabbi Yannai, we saw this earlier in the Masechta. This is going on back in Daf Mem Tes or so. Damar Rabbi Yannai, tefillin tzrichin guf naki kelisha bal knafayim. We know that in order to wear tefillin, you have to have a guf naki. The body must be clean. Mahi, what's a guf naki? Amar Bai Shali Afiach Mem, Rava Mashali Yisha Mem, so Vamai Karle Elisha Bakanafayim. So why did he earn the title Elisha Bakanafayim, the man of wings? Shepamach is one time Gazim Alchus Harisha Gzeir Al Yisrael, Shekal Meniach Tfilin Al Rosho, Yikara Es Mocho, those who wear Tfilin will have their brains removed from their head. Vahaya Elisha Meniach Tfilin, and yet Elisha wore the Tfilin nonetheless. Vyatza Lashuk, he went out to the Shuk wearing Tfilin. Vyrao Kastor Echad, a certain Roman officer, saw him wearing the Tfilin. Ratz Milfanov, so he started running away. Ratz Acharav, the Romans started chasing after him. Kavin Shagir Etzel, he caught up to him. Not Lamirosho, he quickly took him off the Tfilin off of his head. Vyachzim Yado held the Tfilin in his hand. So Amrlay, the officer says to him, Mabiyatcha, what are you holding in your hand? And Amrlay, Kanfayona, wings of dove. So he says, Pashit, as you had to open your hand, or he opened his hand, Vinimsu Bas Bakanfayona, he saw the Yona was there. The fika chayukorno saw bat knafayim. He was able to perform the nace of having the tefillin turn into wings of Yonah. That's why somehow the practice, when they wrap the tefillin and put it away, they have on two sides evenly to indicate some type of wings of the Yonah. So ma'ishna kanfa Yonah. Why dafka did the tefillin turn into a Yonah? Damarle v'lo amar lo shar ofos. Why did he say dafka kanfa Yonah, not the kanfa of some other bird? Because we, Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, is compared to a dove. Shenemar kanfe yona nechba bekesef vevrosa biyakrak charut. So based on this pasuk in Tilim, we see that Klal Yisrael is compared to the kanfe yona. So ma yona zu knafe maginos aleh, just like the wings of the yona protects it. Af Yisrael mitzos maginos alem. So to Klal Yisrael, by performing the mitzos, those are our wings. They protect us from any particular danger. Okay, the Gemara now says further. Last two lines of the Amud here. Amr Rabbi Abba, Rav Adam, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Pamach has one time. Shachuv lo hiviu Ismael be'erev Shabbos. They forgot, and they did not bring the Ismael before Shabbos. Ve'viu b'Shabbos, they brought them on Shabbos itself. Derech Gagos, v'derech Hatzeros, they brought them through rooftops and different courtyards. Shelo b'Ratzon Rabbi Eliezer. They didn't do it with the Ratzon Rabbi Eliezer. Look at Rashi in the top here. Derech Gagos and Derech Chatzeros Shlo Irvu Zumzu. There were different courtyards that were not in an Erev with each other. The Ika Isur Dirabanim, because it wasn't a Rosh Hashanah, so it wasn't a Din Deraisa, but it wasn't it was only an Isur Midirabanim. Shlo Raton. So Gemara says this was not according to the will of Rabbi Eliezer. So Maskela Rav Yosef Shlo Raton Rabbi Eliezer. This was against Rabbi Eliezer. Ad Rabba, Rabbi Eliezer, who the Shari? He's the one who permits you to do this. He said you're allowed to carry even Rosh Hashanah. So what do you mean this was a Shlo Raton Rabbi Eliezer? If you mean Shlo Baratz and Rabbi Eliezer, the Shari, Afil Bishas Rabim, that it wasn't according to him that you could have even done even more of a heter, Ella Baratzon Rabbanon de Asre, Derech Bishas Rabim, rather it was in the Ratzon, in the will, how the Rabbanon say it's the that Asr in Bishas Rabim, but Sharu Derech Gagos with Derech Hatzeres for Karpifos, so then it's only not like Rabbi Eliezer, because he would have allowed more. But it is consistent with Chachamim, who only prohibited Rosh Hashanah, but they permitted one to carry Derech Gagos v'Chatzeros, u'mishari. Do they really permit you? Would the Chachamim permit you to carry Derech Gagos v'Chatzeros? V'atanya, k'shem shein mevin oso Derech Rosh Hashanah, kach ein mevin oso lo Derech Gagos, lo Derech Karpifos, lo Derech Chatzeros. Just like the Chachamim ask you from carrying an Ismael on Shabbos through Rosh Hashanah, they also ask you from carrying it through other means that don't have an Erev. So it's not like Chachamim, and it's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, it's not like Chachamim, but it is like Rabbi Eliezer. Granted, Rabbi Eliezer allowed more, but it was certainly consistent within what he permitted. So Ela Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, really? Shelo Baratzon Rabbi Eliezer u'machokaso Ela Baratzon Rabbi Shimon. There's a third shita. It wasn't like Rabbi Eliezer, who permitted even Rosh Hashanah, and it wasn't like Chachamim, who asked even Gagos v'Chatzeros. Rather, it's like Rabbi Shimon, who asked Rosh Hashanah, but permitted Gagos v'Chatzeros. As we see in the Mishnah, the Tanah, the Mishnah tells us from Maseches Erevin, that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echa Gagos v'Echa Karpefos v'Echa Chatzeros, Kulon Rosh Hashanah, L'Kelim Sheshafsu B'Sochem, V'lo L'Kelim Sheshafsu B'Soch Habayis. So if you have areas of rooftops, or courtyards that are all connected, you can move Kalim from one courtyard to the next courtyard, from one Gog to another Gog, but what you can't do is move it from the house, which is a Yochid, to the outside, to a Derech Karmelis. That would not be allowed. But again, connecting Chatzeros, connecting Karpifos, connecting Gagos, that Rabbi Shimon would allow one to carry, and that's who this Maisa went according to.
Okay.
It had to have been, exactly. Otherwise, it wouldn't be allowed. Had to have been there ready before him. Okay. So the Gemara then said, no, it could have been that they forgot to bring it before Shabbos. They couldn't make it over. They're like, oh, with Eitz, Shabbos about to start. Put it down there, and this way we have an Eitz. Okay. So the Gemara then says, Bai Minei Rabbi Zei Rabbi Rabbi Yasi, Mavoi Shalom Nishatfu Bo, Ma'u L'Tautu Lo Bekulo. So we have, you should get a little familiar with the dinam of Eruv and Chatzeros, but by a Chatzer, we have a Bais, a house, and there's a Chatzer in front of it. So you want to carry to two Chatzeros, you could be Ma'ariv, create an Eruv, two Chatzeros. In a similar fashion, there's a Mavoi. A Mavoi is an alleyway that on one side is a bunch of Chatzeros and houses, and the other side, another of Chatzeros and houses. So now, if you want to be able to carry in the Mavoi, you have to do what's called, what the Gemara calls Shituf, Mavos, to connect the Mavos, the Mavoi, with all the courtyards on both sides of the alleyway. So Erev is for a Chatzeros, and the Shituf Mavos is for the alleyway in the middle. So we already said before that if you have a Chatzer, if I have my own chatzer here, and I did not make an Erev, I'm still allowed to carry within that chatzer, even though there's no Erev. So now they want to know, if there's a Mavoi that you didn't do Shituf Mavos, can you still carry within that area? Not go from one Mavoi to another Mavoi, but within that Mavoi, can one carry even without it being without an Erev going around it? So Gemara says, again, Mavoi Shalom Nishatfu Bo, Ma'al L'Tautel B'Kulo. Do we say, Mi Amrina K'chatzer Dami? Or do we say it's like a chatzer, ma chatzer, afagav de lo irvu? Even though you did not make an erev, a mutil talto bakul, you could still carry within that chatzer itself as much as you want. You just can't carry to the next chatzer. But within the chatzer, you could carry as much as you want. Hai nami, this too as well, the mavoi as well, afagav de lo nishtatfu bo, mutil talto bakul. So do we equate the mavoi to a chatzer? O dilma lo, dami lo chatzer, perhaps we say it's different. The chatzer is like dal mechitas. A mechatzer at least has four walls. You have a fence around the chatzer, so that's some level of a dira. But high, less like dal mechitas, but an alleyway, by definition, an alleyway is not closed on all sides. It has to have an open area. We have something called the mavei mefulash, which only has walls on each side of the houses, but this area, the alleyway goes through to through. There's a rishis rabim here, rishis rabim here, so it's open-ended on both sides. There are only two walls. And sometimes you have a mavoi that's ain't a mefulash, which means there's a dead end, but one area does open up to rishis rabim. So that's the mavoi mefulash, or ain't a mefulash is where it's three walls, but they're not four walls. If it's four walls, that's not a mavoi anymore. So perhaps it's different that by a chatzer, there are four walls, so that's why you could carry within. But a mavoi only has three or perhaps only two walls, and therefore you should not be able to carry within the mavoi. So that was the question that was posed. Or Yinami, the Gemara says, a different explanation how to be mechalik between a chatzer and a mavoi, that the chatzer is like diurim, people live in the chatzer. Chatzer is considered an extension of the living area, the living space of a bais. However, high less be diurim, when it comes to a mavoi, no one lives in the alleyway. It's an extension, it's a street, to how to get from one place to the Rishus Rabim, but it's not a place of living, so there's a big distinction. So that was the question that was posed from Rabbi Azera to Rabbi Asi. So the response was, Shasik v'l'amar lar v'l'midi. He didn't say anything. He didn't know what to answer. Zimnin, other times, Ashechei d'yaseh v'k'amar, other times he found that he was sitting and learning, and he said, Amar Reish Lakish mishum Rabbi Yehuda ha'nasi. Ha'am achas one time, Shachachu v'lo hiviyu Ismael me'ar Shabbos, v'hiviyu b'Shabbos. So sometimes they forgot to bring the Ismael before Shabbos, so they schlepped the Ismael on Shabbos itself. And the Chacham had a hard time comprehending this, because how could they ignore the position of the Chachamim who asked this and embrace the position of Rabbi Eliezer? What's wrong with passing like Rabbi Eliezer? Chada de Rabbi Eliezer Shmosi, he was Shmosi, and we always have machlokas, Rashi tells us how to define Shmosi. Rashi here is consistent always. Rashi says it's that he's placed in Cherim. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, had a pasuk in the Lo B'Shamayim Gemara, that they ended up putting Rabbi Eliezer in Cherim. So Shmosi means a lashon of a Shamta, which is a lashon of Cherim. Tosas here says, if you look at Tosas, the Rebbe Eliezer Shmosi, he says, Mi Beis Shammai, he's a Talmud of Beis Shammai, not because he was in Cherim, because a Talmud of Beis Shammai, passing like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. So one of these two reasons, he was Shmosi, and therefore we don't pass like Rebbe Eliezer. And moreover, says the Gemara, we owed Yachid V'Rabim, we know when to Yachid versus Rabim, we always say Halacha K'Rabim. So Chachamim, up against Rebbe Eliezer, we pass like Chachamim. So how could they ever recommend carrying an Ismael on Shabbos if it goes against the Chachamim? The Amr Rebbe Elshaya Sheilas as Rebbe Yehuda HaGozer. They asked Rebbe Yehuda HaGozer, what's his name? Gozer. He's called the Gozer, Rashi says, because Hamala Tatinokas. He gave a Mila. Gozer, he cut off the Mila. So that's why he called HaGozer. So they asked him the Shaila. And he said, Amali, he said to me, Mavoi Shlo Nishatfu Bohava, Vaisu Mehai Resha, Lahai Resha. No, it was an alleyway. They weren't carrying from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. It was an alleyway. So, you know, the Ismail was on one end of the alleyway, and they're trying to bring it to a house on the opposite end of that same mavoi. So within one mavoi, even though it was mavoi shalom nishtatu, weren't allowed to carry from one end to the other end. That explains what was going on. So amrlei, so they, savrlei, lamar, dismar, hold, mavoi shalom nishtatu, mutter, latalta, bakulu. We can answer the question we asked above. Does that mean that you assume that you're allowed to carry within a mavoi, even though it was shalom nishtatu? Amrlei in, yes, that's true. But amrlei, v'ha, zimnin, bai, minech, v'la, amrlei, li, hachi. Didn't I ask you this question many times and you didn't have an answer? Now suddenly you have an answer for me? What changed? How come you have an answer now for me, this question? Dilma, perhaps in asking the question, maybe now you knew it because agave shitfa charat le gamrach, because perhaps the discussion of the mice we just told above that triggered your memory, that jogged your memory. I'm like, yes, in agave shitfa riatal li gamri, because of the conversation it triggered my memory. Now I finally remembered. I don't always remember everything. So when you've asked me in the past, I didn't remember. But because of the conversation we were having, we were talking about that particular mice, how they do that in the place of whatever place that was above, so then I was able to remember the answer. And in fact, we do paskin that one is allowed to carry within a mavoi, even though it's a mavoi shalom nishtatu.
So the bris is going to be taking place in the mavoi itself, not in the house.
Correct.
Not in the house.
Exactly, right.
Otherwise, they would never.
Exactly, right. You can't carry from the mavoi to the bais. Exactly. Okay, the Gemara now says, 1 second here. Okay, Gemara now says, Itmar, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav, Mavoi, Shlo Nishatu Bo, Ein Metalten Bo, Ela Dal Amos. If you have a Mavoi that was not Shlo Nishatu, you could only carry Dal Amos. So Amar Abai says, Ha Milsa Amri Rabbi Zera, Velo Pirsha, Ad Asa Rabba, Barvua Upirsha. That this was said by Rabbi Zera, but it wasn't explained until Rabba Barvua came and explained it. Damar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Barvua Amar Rav Mavui Shlo Nishatu Bo Irvu Chatzeros Imbatim Ein Metaltim Bo Ela Bedal Amos. So I'll explain outside first, then we'll try to read this inside. We said above that in a Mavui Shlo Nishatu you can carry as much as you want in that Mavui. You can't carry from that Mavui to a Chatzer, but with that Mavui you're allowed to. Now we're going to make a distinction. Remember, there's a house, there's a bias, there's Batim, there's Chatzeros, and then there's a Mavui. So now, we're going to distinguish whether or not the chatzeros were part of an Erev or not. Because the din is, the only way for, just like a chatzer to a bias is a mavoi to a chatzer. But a chatzer is secondary to a bias, and a mavoi is secondary to a chatzer. The only way you could do shitof mavos is if you have a chatzer. If there's no chatzer, let's give a bias, which is right up against the mavoi, you can't do shitof mavos. It has to have a chatzer that leads into a mavoi. So now what happens is, I'll say this all outside first again, that when you make an Erev of a chatzer with a bias, that chatzer actually becomes a bias itself. It's subsumed in the bias halachically, and there are no longer any chatzeros anymore. If there are no longer chatzeros, you can't even speak of a sheet of mavos. Only when there's a chatzer could you speak of it. But the moment you talk about an Erev of a bias and a chatzer together, that knocks off the possibility of also making a mavoi now, because we don't view the chatzeros there as being relevant. So let's look at that inside now. So the Gemara says, let's go again from the words, Damar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Amar Rav. Mavoi, Shlo Nishtatfu Bo, that Mavoi that wasn't Nishtatfu, Eruv Chatzeros in Batim, but the Eruv, there was an Eruv of Chatzeros with the houses, Ein Metaltim Bo El Bedal Amos. So you can only move Dal Amos in that Mavoi. If Lo Eruvu Chatzeros in Batim, if you do not make an Eruv of the Chatzer in the Batim, even though the Mavoi is also Shlo Nishatu, Mutter Letalto Bakul, you're allowed to carry in the whole area of the Mavoi. So what's going to allow you to carry in the Mavoi or not will be whether or not you did an Erev in the Chatz or not. If you did an Erev of the Chatz in the Bias, that actually works against you, and you can only carry Dal Amos. If you did not make an Erev around the Chatzeros and the Bias, then the Chatzeros are open, and they lead to the Mavoi, then you can carry in the Mavoi, even though it's Shlo Nishatu. So Gemara explains, why would that be? So Amar Le Rav Chanina Chaza LeRabba Maishna. What's the difference? Ki Arvu Chatzeros in Batim. What's the difference? Because when you make the area of the Chatzer, the Dinitku Chatzeros V'Nasu Batim. The Chatzer, now that has within the area of the bias, becomes part of the house, and it's as if there are no longer Chatzeros. The Nitku means Nitku Chatzeros. The Chatzeros will lose the status; they were cut off from being a Chatzer, and they turn into Nase Behem Nase Batim. And therefore, since there's no chatzer, the only way to make a mavoi, shitim mavos, is only if there's a chatzer. If there's no chatzer, you can't even speak of a shitim mavos. The Gemara says, maybe you can look at Rashi, you want to see that from Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi didn't say as well clearly. But either way, let's go right to the Gemara. Maybe the next Gemara will tell us here. That Rav Latame, Rav is going according to the Shitasa, Dama Rav, Ein Hamavoy Nitar Belechi Vikora. Mavi is only permitted with a lechi or a korah. The lechi is the vertical post, and the korah is a horizontal beam. The only time that works is ad sheyu batim v'chatzeros psuchim letocho. The only time it works is if there's both houses and chatzeros that are opening up to the mavoi. Only then does a korah and a lechi work. However, hacha, here in this case, when there's an eir of chatzeros, so then batim ika b'chatzeros leka, they're no longer chatzeros, because once you make an eir around the chatzeros, that makes it considered a bias, and that's part of it, even though it's outside, it's considered as if it's one unit. And since there are no chatzeros, you're not allowed to make a lechi or korah. You cannot carry at all in the mavoi, because there are no chatzeros anymore. Okay, we'll stop here. We don't hold the mavois in general.